Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Casco. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Blasingame. Batting third. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gordy Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Purkey. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Bob Purkey. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Casco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Blasingame hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Santo. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pinson hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Blasingame moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heist moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Coleman hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Purkey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Purkey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame misplays the ball. That's an error on Blasingame. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Casco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Taylor scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Cubs. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a pop-up towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casco is 0-for-1 in the game. Casco hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Casco moves to second. Don Blasingame is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Blasingame is 0-for-1 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Casco moves to third. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and has Casco trapped. Hobby throws to third, and Santo tags Casco for the out. Pinson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pinson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Santo goes all the way around to score. Altman moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Coleman scoops it up and throws to first, with Purkey covering, for the out. One out. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Blasingame settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Taylor strikes out. Edwards drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Taylor out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Heist, who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 0 for 1 in the game. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Perkey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perkey is 0 for 1 in the game. Perkey hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up towards the mound. Perkey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hobby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Heist moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Edwards for a passed ball. Heist scores. Zimmer moves to third. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Casco, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Casco is 0 for 2 in the game. Casco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas pinch runs for Eddie Casco. Don Blasingame, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blasingame is 0 for 2 in the game. Blasingame hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to second. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leo Cardenas now playing shortstop. Jay Hook now pitching. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauschi moves to second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobby takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Bauschi scores. Taylor moves to third. Hobby moves to second. It's 9-2, Cubs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Zimmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Zimmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Zimmer reaches second base with a double. Taylor scores. Hobby scores. Heist moves to third. It's 11-2, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heist scores. Zimmer scores. It's 13-2, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Altman reaches second base with a double. Santo moves to third. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Altman scores. It's 15-2, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi is hit by the pitch. Williams moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 3 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Jerry Kindle now playing second base. Andre Rogers now playing shortstop. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. One out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Freeze is 0 for 2 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Lynch now playing left field. Wally Post now playing right field. Gus Bell now playing center field. Elio Chacon now playing second base. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hobby strikes out. 1 out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Heist is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heist hits a line drive into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bob Will now playing right field. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 15-3, Cubs. Jay Hook batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cardenas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bausch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Chacon reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chacon scores. It's 15-4, Cubs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 15, and the Reds 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Wisenant now playing third base. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Altman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 16-4, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bausch hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kindle is 0 for 4 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wisenant fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gordy Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 16-5, Cubs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wisenant hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jay Hook is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hook is 0-for-1 in the game. Hook hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Reds 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hobby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Hobby strikes out. 1 out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Santo is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 home runs. He's got 7 RBIs. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Chacon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Chacon strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lynch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first, with Hobby covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 16, and Cincinnati Reds, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.